New York Times claims economic turmoil if Trump enforces border laws. By Neil Monroe on November 12, 2023. The nation will be pushed toward social and economic turmoil if a re-elected President Donald Trump tries to enforce Congress's border laws, the New York Times claimed on November 11. Sweeping raids, giant camps and mass deportations inside Trump's 2025 immigration plans, declared the headline for an article about President Donald Trump's campaign promises to enforce border policies if he is elected. Related video, fact check, Biden's bringing people in through southern border. The article was decorated with a matching claim from an investor group that lobbies for more migrant consumers, renters, and workers. Americans should understand these policy proposals are an authoritarian, often illegal, agenda that would rip apart nearly every aspect of American life, tanking the economy, violating the basic civil rights of millions of immigrants and native-born Americans alike, Mr. Todd Schulte said. Todd Schulte, the New York Times said, is the president of Forward.us, an immigration and criminal justice advocacy group that repeatedly fought the Trump administration. In reality, Schulte runs a very influential lobby group for billionaire investors, which was founded by Mark Zuckerberg and Silicon Valley investors to push the failed Gang of Eight amnesty bill in 2013. Forward.us lobbies because investors recognize that Wall Street stock values spike when the government skews the economy by importing more renters, consumers, and cheap workers, regardless of the pocketbook damage to ordinary Americans. The breadth of investors who founded and still fund Forward.us was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website. But copies exist at the other sites. Watch, incoming, caravan of migrants progress north through Tapachula, Mexico, toward U.S. border. However, Steve Miller, Trump's veteran aide on migration policy, told the New York Times that ordinary Americans will gain once the labor market is leveled by the enforcement of existing laws. Mass deportation will be a labor market disruption celebrated by American workers, who will now be offered higher wages with better workplace benefits to fill these jobs. Ordinary Americans, especially Black Americans, enjoyed a long and steady rise in prosperity after Congress curbed migration in 1925. But lobbyists persuaded Congress to reopen migration in 1965, double it in 1990, and largely open the border in 2021. The result has been a colossal transfer of wealth from ordinary Americans over to CEOs, investors, and Wall Street. The government's migration stimulus for Wall Street policy has also greatly reduced U.S. innovation, imposed chaotic diversity on American society, and extracted human resources from many poor countries. The New York Times article did not discuss whether or not Trump would try to curb the federal government's massive and hard-to-track legal inflow of migrants into college graduate jobs, blue-collar jobs, and housing. Just like the Forward.us lobbyists, the three reporters who wrote the article downplayed the economic impact of migration. Instead, they luridly portrayed described Trump's mainstream policies as Nazi-like nightmares. Former President Donald J. Trump is planning an extreme expansion of his first-term crackdown on immigration if he returns to power in 2025, including preparing to round up undocumented people already in the United States on a vast scale and detain them in sprawling camps while they wait to be expelled. Many reporters for the New York Times posed many excellent articles about the economic abuse and poverty of migrants, such as child labor and rising rents. However, the top editors are pro-migration, so the newspaper does not connect the dots and describe the national economic impact of migration. For example, a top New York Times editor, Jia Lin Yang, has shown herself to be a fervent advocate for importing unsullied immigrants to redeem Americans' homeland from American sins. In her 2020 pro-migration book, titled One Mighty and Irresistible Tide, Yang wrote, "For those Americans who want ethnic pluralism to be a foundation value of their nation, there is unfinished work. The current generation of immigrants and children of immigrants, like those who came before us, must articulate a new vision for the current era. One that embraces rather than elides how far America has drifted from its European roots. If immigrants do not act, their opponents can simply point out to the America of the last 50 years as a demographic aberration, and they would not be wrong." The article largely ignored the question of whether or not Trump will follow through on his campaign promises. In his first term, for example, he deferred to pro-establishment deputies and prioritized House Speaker Representative Paul Ryan's push for tax cuts. He did not push for a border wall until 2019. Once Trump curbed the inflow of migrants, Americans enjoyed gains in wages during 2020 and 2021. Those pocketbook gains were destroyed when President Joe Biden's migration flood, which was championed by Forward.us, flatlined wages and spiked housing costs and inflation. In a separate interview, Trump told Univision he promised to revive his policy of prosecuting economic migrants, regardless of the children they brought. "We did family separation. A lot of people didn't come. It stopped people from coming by the hundreds of thousands because when they hear family separation, they say, well, we better not go. And they didn't go. What we do is we say, come to the United States illegally. Come through the borders, and we're going to give you education. We're going to give you hospitalization. We're going to give you medical. We're going to give you everything like this group did. And people are pouring into our country and you can't do it." Trump's interview with Univision was brokered by Jared Kushner, according to the New York Times. "Watch, Dem Rep. Phillips, I voted for Biden's policies, but we have inflation, and border crises, and crime in cities and chaos." Extraction migration. The Biden migration added at least 4 million workers to the nation's workforce. That flood was urged and welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. It also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, heartland states, and overseas markets. And it reduces economic pressure on the federal government to deal with the drug and deaths of despair crises. Biden's easy migration policies are deliberately adding the foreigners' problems to the lengthening list of Americans' problems: homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people.